Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News. Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon.
I want to be conformed unto you, Lord. I want to be conformed unto you. I want to be conformed unto you, Lord. I want to be conformed unto you. I want to be yours, O Lord. I want to be with you for eternity. I want to be conformed unto you, Lord. I want to be conformed unto you. Hallelujah.
Colossians chapter 3. My. Praise the Lord. And welcome, my good friends, to the program that opens up the end days truth, strengthening you and getting you tribulation ready for the troublesome days ahead. Romans chapter 8, verse 35. And please know that the I Am has sent me unto you. Amen and amen. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends, and those that listen to this program will truly be informed Christians. You, my dear friends, will not be caught sleeping, so get right and get ready. This True Truth program is spiritual, therefore, it needs your support in prayer, tithes, love gifts, and offerings, just as a true spiritual church needs them for support, and that is the biblical truth. Amen. Love gifts have fallen off, so cancellation of programs may become necessary. All Science programming is listener-supported and cannot stay on the air without your help. Now, for another Last Days End Times Quick Bible Study, by Brother Johnson, from the original King James Version. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shew of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Watchman comment, sometimes when some write or call in, they call this program a show. This program is spiritual, and a show cannot be what this program is. However, that said, when we study this verse, Colossians chapter 2, verse 15, we find that making a show of them spiritually is to be free and fearless, speaking with confidence, cheerful courage, boldness, and assurance. And that word assurance is important because it tells us that making a show of them openly is grounded in Christ Jesus and filled with the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Assurance is a freedom in speaking, a reservedness in speech that is open, frank, and honest without concealment of any kind, while a worldly show cannot be that. Amen. The word spoiled carries with it the meaning separation from worldly things, but it also means to disarm, and that is what I do on this program. I disarm the worldly and expose their deceit, especially those worldly ones who are operating under the direction of principalities, such as unholy angels or demons. Amen. This world and their worldly shows will never triumph over Yahweh and his true servants. No. Quite the opposite. Yahweh's true servants, in the end, will triumph over this evil world and all its shows, which will be exposed for the lies and deceptions they really are. And that includes so-called religious shows, and there are many. Enough said, get right and get ready. Amen and amen. Let's expose them openly tonight on this True Truth program. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 1:5.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, what shalt thou say unto the children? I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
Yea, saith the Lord, for in this world shall come heartbreak and anointing at the same time. And you must choose, says God, what it'll be for you. Will it be heartbreak? Will the things that happen break your heart because you have put your love and your trust in the wrong things? Or will it be anointing because you have put your love and your trust in me, saith the Lord? For I have an anointing for you that is above anything you've ever had before. But I also have a heartbreak for this world that is worse than they have ever felt before. So turn now, turn to me, says the Lord, for it is time, the last days are near, saith the Lord.
You cannot make a date for my coming, saith God, but you can see the signs of the times, saith the Lord. Yea, I draw nigh. Yea, have I not said, look up. Your redemption's drawing nigh. But I say unto thee, as been said, saith God, yea, I want thee to occupy till I come. I want thee to persevere. I want thee to press in, saith God.
My. Let's press in with a True Truth Prophecy quick Bible study by Brother Johnson from the original King James Version. My. In this program, you get the true truth right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of mere men. Revelation chapter 10, verse 7. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants the prophets. Watchman comment. That word days here carries with it an awful lot of true truth meanings. Speaking of the last days of this present age, the day Christ will return from heaven, raise the dead, hold the final judgment, and perfect his kingdom. Wow. That word voice here speaks to the attention-getting sound of uttered words, not mere normal speech, but as would be the thundering voice of the Almighty. Through a messenger, an envoy, one who is sent, an angel, a messenger from God, hallelujah, amen, the seventh angel out of the book of Revelation, who began to sound, and the literal meaning of sound here is to blow the trumpet called the shofar, as I do on this program. This is Brother Johnson blowing the shofar. The blowing of the trumpet or shofar announces the revealing of mysteries and spiritual secrets confided only to the initiated, the true truthers, if you will, and not to mere men. Amen. The trumpet or shofar, when it sounds, is a warning to all that a hidden or secret thing, not obvious to the understanding, is about to be revealed. If the hearer is spiritual and has grown from milk to the meat of God's word, the hearer will understand what is being revealed. But if the hearer is still on milk or not saved, the understanding will not come to them. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. I have fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. For are ye yet carnal? For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? So how do you hear tonight, my friends? Spiritually or carnally? The time is short, the day of Christ is at hand. Glory to God, amen. Michael and Sharon, Ohio, and Alex, Virginia, obeyed the Spirit of the Lord, and they sent in their WOW Walk on Water love gifts. They are sponsoring tonight's program, and I thank you all, Brother Alex, Brother Michael, Sister Sherry, for obeying the Spirit of the Lord, because without your love offering, tonight's program would have been unfunded. But instead, we can praise the Lord together. Amen and amen. It seems lately when I want to do a program, I have to go up to the post office, box 122, and see if there's any sponsors' letters in the box to sponsor the program with. Those of you listening who cannot afford to help, I understand, I surely do, that especially in these last days. So tonight's WOW sponsors have you covered. Please pray a prayer of blessing for them and for me in this program. You can do that, right? Let's do that together right now so you won't forget as you bow with me. Let's pray. Father, bless Alex, Michael, and Sharon, Lord. Just meet their every need, Lord. They have humbly been led by your Spirit to support this program here tonight. Father, they have needs, and I'm sure you will meet them in each and every one of them. Bless them, Lord, and also bless all the listeners tonight, Lord, as you touch them with your true truth. Amen and amen. This is your program, Lord, not mine. Hallelujah. Now the prophecy and news behind the news with my Spirit-filled and Spirit-led biblical perspective you only get on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. The old abomination speaks. America needs soul-searching on gun violence. USA President Barack Hussein Obama said recently that mass killings, like the shooting rampage at the Sheikh Temple in Wisconsin, were occurring with too much regularity and should prompt soul-searching by all Americans, but he stopped short of calling for new gun control laws. Watchman comment, yes, but that's really what this is all about, don't you know? Control. Continuing. Watchman comment again. The apostate false preacher healer Todd Bentley is at it again, this time overseas in Britain. UK listeners beware. Continuing with the report. Bentley is a highly tattooed preacher who has come up with an off-the-wall healing method that supposedly cures cancer by kicking people in the face. Todd Bentley, who, as a 15-year-old, was convicted of a sex attack on a boy age 7, claims God uses him as an instrument to heal the sick and is urging the frail to attend his shows. This is the kind of Christian show I talked about at the beginning of the program that is wrong and false. The former drug user, who is Canadian but based in the United States, even laughs about his very unusual and unorthodox healing techniques. Watchman comment, kicking people in the face is unbiblical. Nowhere in the Holy Scriptures is that type of violence condoned. It is satanic. What? You do not believe me? Okay, then you go get a healing and let him kick you in the face. He tries that with me, and he might be in trouble. Personally, I would not even allow him to pray for me, much less touch me. Biblically, there is a transference of unholy spirits, don't you know? Continuing. Most dangerous drug in the world can block free will, wipe your memory. Was it involved in Batman shooting? The Borashiro tree, which is marked by beautiful white and yellow blossoms that droop ever so innocuously from the plant's slender branches, holds a secret that few people outside northern South America know about. The tree's seeds, flowers, and pollen possess hallucinogenic chemical substances that, when inhaled or consumed, are capable of eliminating a person's free will and turning him or her into a mindless zombie that can be fully controlled without any inhibitions. Scopolamine, which is technically a refined, chemically altered version of the natural mind-altering substances that is found in the Borashiro tree. Scopolamine is often used in Colombia and elsewhere by criminals to mind control others for the purpose of committing crimes. Scopolamine is a drug like no other. Nothing can compare. You could be walking and suddenly, poof, somebody can blow scopolamine powder in your face, and within seconds, you are totally drugged and completely controllable. This information about scopolamine brings to mind the recent Batman massacre in Colorado. Was he drugged in a similar and easy controllable manner? Or maybe even the Sika shooter? My. Continuing. Chemo researchers wear spacesuits to protect themselves. Most of you know chemotherapy is about the worst thing you can do if you've ever been found to have cancer. Of course, the medical industry claims chemo is a miraculous cure, but most natural health people know it's nothing more than a dangerous poison in disguise. But if you're wondering which is the truth, there are times when a picture speaks 1,000 words. Picture this in your mind as we look at how cancer researchers dress when handling the stuff. They look more like astronauts with their protective gear than any type of normal researcher. So if chemo really is safe, why on earth would they wear that plastic headgear and those full-body suits? Watchman comment, chemo, like all other drugs, has very bad side effects. Here are 32 of those side effects. Listen carefully because I'm going to read them rather quickly to conserve program time. Abdominal pain, acute respiratory problems, anemia, anxiety and nervousness, blood clots, brain fog, death, oops, that's a biggie, difficulty walking and loss of balance, general pain, hair loss, of course, we all know that, headaches and neck stiffness, hearing impairment, heartburn, impotence, increased risk of heart attack, much greater risk of infection, joint pain, kidney problems, lung problems, nerve and muscle damage, numbness, infertility in both males and females, rectal bleeding, ruptured spleen, shortness of breath or trouble breathing, sinus problems, skin reactions, sore or aching muscles, tremors, various types of heart disease, and a general weakening of the heart. Visual problems, vomiting, of course we know all about that one. Watchman comment. Also, I'll throw in this quick report as a freebie. Researchers have found a link between dental fillings made with bisphenol A, otherwise known as BPA, and behavior and emotional problems in children. My, oh my, they're drugging us to death. Continuing. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the Prophecy News Behind the News. Congressman Representative Bill Long, Republican Missouri, says, "We're still home of the brave, but we're not the land of the free anymore." A group of freshman congressmen said that a regulation issued under Obamacare by Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Celebus has taken freedom of religion away from Americans. The regulation that requires health plans to offer sterilizations, contraceptives, and abortifacients free of charge became effective already on August 1st. And another just like it. Biosurveillance. Obama announces launch of massive snooping strategy. In just a little over 100 more days, USA's President Obama's national strategy for biosurveillance will be a reality. What? You haven't heard of this? First, there were satellites in the sky that could read license plates from space. Then there were cameras on every major street and highway. Then there were full body scans at airports. Then came the proliferation of drones over the skies of America. Barack Obama then announced the next phase of government, national surveillance, with a budget of billions. It's called the National Strategy for Biosurveillance. But don't worry, it's all for the public good, don't you know? Health and safety officials say. The announcement came in the form of a short press release from the White House press secretary. BioWatch has already cost the U.S. taxpayer approximately $1 billion. The next phase, Generation 3, is expected to cost $3.1 billion over the next 5 years. Watchman comment, is this government that America has now trying to spend America out of existence? I've told you before, they're trying to make America a third world country. Continuing. U.S. government silently positions for martial law as financial collapse arrives in America. The U.S. government has been scheming on how to provide for continuity of government for many decades now. According to an informant who is an ex-Marine and worked on portions of the continuity plans known as Rex 84, civil unrest will come after a financial collapse. Rex 84 outlines continuity of government, wherein the U.S. Constitution is suspended, martial law is declared, and the U.S. military command takes over state and local governments in order to ensure stabilization of the nation at any cost. Any American who is deemed a national security threat would be detained in an internment or FEMA camp. Rex 84 is the plan. The triggers are a series of executive orders. Watchman comment, my. Isn't that what Obama is doing now? Triggering off executive orders one right after another and taking America's freedoms away? And there won't be any at all. Continuing. Watchman comment, stop. Stop it. Stop this ridiculous gun control just because one drugged crazy killed a few people. Listen to this. Why doctors are more dangerous than guns. According to U.S. government statistics, you are 6,200% more likely to be killed by your doctor than by a homicidal shooter. The data shows that FDA-approved prescription drugs kill 290 Americans every single day, meaning that for mass shootings to approach that number, you'd have to see a Colorado Batman movie massacre take place every hour of every day, 365 days a year. So that proves they're common, right? Of course not. Jeez. Or, for another example, you'd have to see a jumbo jet airliner with hundreds of passengers crash into the ground every single day in America to exceed the 290 killed by doctors prescribed drugs every single day. That's how dangerous doctors and FDA-approved prescription medications really are. Not guns. Because it is a good possibility that it is the quackers' prescriptions that are causing the problems with the guns. The guns are inert, don't you know? Watchman comment, though I just did. So are the quackers or doctors crazy to continue practicing medicine that kills? Huh. Do you believe me now? Guns? Doctors? Deadly drugs? Oh, boy. Continuing. unprecedented number of U.S. coal-fired power stations to be shut down in 2012. The Obama administration continues to move forward with plans to completely shut down the American coal industry, as a record 57 coal-fired power stations are slated for shutdown in 2012. According to the U.S. Energy Information Administration, the EIA, 175 coal-fired generators that collectively represent a whopping 27 gigawatts, that's a lot of power, folks, 27 gigawatts worth of electricity generating capacity, are set to be retired between 2012 and 2016. Watchman comment, get ready for some really high electric bills, even if they replace them with alternative sources, which I doubt. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the Prophecy News Behind the News. My dear listening friends, if the Lord is touching your heart to help keep Signs on the air without any program cancellations, please write Signs spelled S-I-G-N-S P-O Box 1-2-2 Town is Lyle spelled L-I-S-L-E State is New York, just abbreviate that NY, zip code 13797. Leave your return address off and enclose cash to remain anonymous if you want. But I truly thank you for writing and for helping to keep all the Signs programs on the air. There is one program, Saturday mornings at 8:30 a.m., that the contract was running out on October 27th. I will not be able to renew that contract because there is not enough money coming in. Now, a devotional to help keep you informed, titled Fallen Humanity. It's all been tried before. Revelation chapter 17, verse 1. And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, Come hither. I will shew unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. Verse 2, Revelation 17, With whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. My dear listening friends, through the 6,000 years of recorded world history, countless forms of ruling classes have established governments dominated by their godless, unbridled ideologies. Revelation chapter 17, verse 2. All of these nations have used Babel's blueprint in establishing their own delusional cultures and systems. Out of all these earthly, carnal, sensual ideologies, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, chapter 3, verse 19, James chapter 3, verse 15, have sprung forth a vast spectrum of oppressive and damnable religions, spiritual philosophies, totalitarianisms, fascism, socialism, oppressive dictatorships and despots, monarchies, democracies, republics, etc., all of which have met their end because of decay or violence. The ones that remain today are on the verge of collapse. What hope is there at all for the future of the world's inhabitants when all the world's kingdoms are nothing but oppressive and violent destroyers? The sane answer is an obvious none, absolutely none. Without Almighty God's outside intervention, John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, Galatians chapter 1, 4, mankind would eventually make itself extinct, Mark 13, verse 32. In the end, all the nations and their inhabitants will head down the road to Armageddon for the final climatic battle of the ages, Joel chapter 3, verses 11 through 16, Zechariah chapter 12, verses 2 to 4, Chapter 14, verses 1 through 4, Matthew chapter 25, verses 41 through 46, Revelation chapter 16, verses 13 through 16, chapter 19, verses 11 through 21. Only those who have trusted in the Savior of the God of Abraham shall be delivered and dwell in the kingdom age. My, my, my. Isaiah chapter 2, verses 2 through 4, Micah chapter 4, verses 1 through 4, Zechariah chapter 8, verse 3, chapter 14, verses 16 and 17, Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 40. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, my dear listening friends. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now I preached altar call in a church service by Brother Ralston.
Be not weary, but come unto me that I might give you rest. Are you ashamed, says the Lord? You who will come unto me will have no shame, for I will take shame away from you. Come unto me now, says God. Taste and see, and know that the Lord is good. For the Lord will not give unto you anything that will be harmful. Receive of my word. Take it all in. Eat it heartily. Drink heartily. And know that the Lord is good.
My friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days we live in. Instead, you will be awake and blessed and ready. So they always say, get right and get ready. The repeat of tonight's program is on Saturday morning, frequency 7490 at 8:30 a.m. WWCR, but the contract, as I said, ends on October 27th, and it will have to be canceled due to lack of support. Then later that day on Saturday night, please tune in at 9 p.m. Eastern for a fresh new program on frequency 4840. 9 p.m. Eastern time, you calculate your time. Saturday nights at 9 p.m. is my most listened to program. Be assured it will continue to air. Amen. For more daily news and text form like you heard on this program, be sure to go to signsradio.com. More and more people are going there daily, because the text reports on that site are updated daily, and they include pictures. Look for the blue wiggling arrow, click the News with Views link. That's www.signsradio.com, SIGNSRADIO.COM, all one word, signsradio.com. Click the blue wiggling arrow for the News with Views page. Here is the address to write again, SIGNS. P.O. Box 122 LISLENY 13797. Now, my virtual recorder number is slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear the program. That's really important to help keeping the program on the air. When you call or write and you tell me what program you heard and how well it came in your area. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Are you listening and had never called or written the program before? Here's that number again. Give it a call or write me a letter. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3.
Hello, Brother Johnson. Annette DeMatina, Middleburn, West Virginia. Your programs always come in clear. I'm just reporting in Saturday night. Bye-bye.
Thanks, my dear sister. Sure do appreciate it. God bless you, Maranatha.
Hello, brother. This is Eric, Eric from Pakistan. I just thought to talk to you and be blessed.
Thanks for the call from Pakistan, Brother Eric. Maranatha. Thanks again, my friends, for tuning in to Signs International Radio, the program that prepares you for the last days and times you live in today. And my heartfelt thanks and prayers to all who send their love gifts to keep this program on the air. This program is supported by its listeners with their love gifts. It can stay on the air no other way. Signs listeners are the best.
I love you. I love you.
I love you. I love you.
And I love you.
Be awesomely blessed, Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.